It is a Future Leaders Day here on MyFM. I'm Kyle Robinson, being joined in the studio right now with Hannah Graveline, who is a local author. Hannah, thank you so much for joining us today here in the studio.
Thank you for having me.
So my first question for you, being a young person looking into getting, publishing books and everything like you've done already, what are some of the challenges that you think could be facing young people such as yourself these days?
So for me personally, the biggest challenge has been my mental health. And I think that a lot of us could say the same thing.
No, that's absolutely.
That's the biggest one for me. Yeah.
So do you find then kind of writing books and everything kind of helping with your mental health?
Yeah. So journaling, I journal a lot, and that has a lot of therapeutic value for me. Cool. I journal like 2-3, sometimes 4 times a day. So it really gets me through my days.
That's great that you were able to find something to be able to cope with, because again, that's a lot of the things that we hear a lot of these days is, people don't know how to cope with their mental illnesses and stuff like that. So hats off to you and kudos. Obviously, you've done really well with it. What are some of the big influencers you've had over the year, your life so far to kind of get you where you are today?
I would say, well, to put it broadly, it's everybody that I love. Everybody that I love has had an impact on me in some way, shape, or form. And also just like the little things too, like the people that, you meet on the street sometimes or in a restaurant or just somebody that makes you smile. Like that has big influence on me.
So kind of just, paying it forward and making somebody smile every day kind of goes a long way.
Exactly. Yeah.
I love hearing those stories. I see it all the time too. When someone just says hi to you or let you go in front of a line at the, Tim Hortons or whatever, it always makes a difference in your life. So it's great. You really pointed that out. Do you have any advice for maybe, any youngsters out there who are, looking to maybe publish a book of themselves or start journaling like yourself?
Just start writing. Yeah. Put yourself out there. So for me, it really started when there was just way too much going on in my brain. And my doctor had suggested, hey, why don't you try journaling? Because that helps a lot of people. So I would definitely suggest that if you have too many things in your head, or even if there's just things that say you want to share with somebody, but you can't. So just write it down and maybe share it later.
So things that you would kind of write in your journal, just kind of like things that are going on throughout your day or things you have in your mind that you kind of just want to get off your chest type thing?
Yes, exactly. But in my book that I wrote, it's all poetry. So I wrote that. I actually wrote that on my phone because I didn't have my journal with me at all times. So whenever something popped up into my head, I would just say, oh, that's a really good one. So I'll write it down and... Yeah.
We are talking with Hannah Graveline today as part of Future Leaders Day here on MyFM. Hannah, talk to us a little bit about your book. What's it about and, kind of how it all came together?
So it's a lot about mental health and the struggles that sort of come with it, the light and the darks and everything in between. And it came together in my darkest moments, but it's actually surprisingly very happy. It's got a lot of good things in there.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
And how long has it been published for then?
It's been published since October.
That's exciting. That's exciting. Mm-hmm. So if, of course, people are listening and they want to, get their hands on this book, how would they go about doing that?
So it's for sale on Amazon. My author name is V.A. Hannah. And the book is titled For You.
Okay. One last question for you, Hannah, before I let you go. Where do you see yourself in the next 5 to 10 years?
Honestly, happy, healthy, and growing. And also, I have a little quote as well.
Yes. Feel free. Let
us
have it.
It's not a quote by me. It's just something that I saw. But it says, don't be in such a rush to figure everything out. Embrace the unknown and let your life surprise you.
Where did you find that?
Oh, just on Instagram.
No, that's very inspirational. I love that very much. That's everybody's goal really in life is to be, happy, healthy, energetic and things like that. People are always talking about, I want to be retired or I want to have, $1.5 million house, all that kind of stuff. But really what it comes down to, as long as we're just happy and we're able to open up about things and we can grow personally and things like that and overcome you know, challenges and such like that. So I want to thank you very much for sharing your story. And, you know, again, if you want to get a copy of this book, you can get it on Amazon. We are going to have a picture of it on our website. Make sure you do that. And there's actually one little part too, Hannah, that you wanted to mention out of your book.
Yes, I wanted to read the prologue just to get you all interested. It is impossible to know everything. There is always more to learn about yourself, about others, and about otherworldly matters, or matters that are out of this world. Never stop learning and never stop dreaming. There are many reasons why I chose to write this book. The biggest were to learn about and explore my own mind. I want to share a part of my journey with you. It might evoke a spark within your own self. After all, I wrote this book just for you.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Hannah Gravely, our very own author here in the city of Pembroke. Thank you, Hannah, so much for taking the time to come in with us today.
Thank you for having me.